Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, with my lovely wife, Reverend Claudia Renee. Is that how you're going? What you're going by?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet. I love to intermix my names. I have so many of them now.
You do.
So what say you all? Rev Renee?
Rev Renee.
Rev Claudia Renee? Or just Claudia Renee?
Well, they all work for me. Okay.
What does Spirit say?
What does Spirit say? Spirit would say,
doesn't matter. No, did we say that at the same time?
We did. Okay, today's lesson is 199, the one that we're doing today. I am not a body, I am free. So let's pause for a moment of silence as we prepare to join together to study this lesson today. I am not a body, I am free. Freedom must be impossible as long as you perceive a body as yourself. The body is a limit. Who would seek for freedom in a body looks for it where it cannot be found. The mind can be made free when it no longer sees itself as in a body, firmly tied to it and sheltered by its presence. If this were the truth, the mind were vulnerable indeed.
The mind that serves the Holy Spirit is unlimited forever, in all ways, beyond the laws of time and space, unbounded by any preconceptions, and with strength and power to do whatever it is asked. Attack thoughts cannot enter such a mind because it has been given to the source of love, and fear can never enter in a mind that has attached itself to love. It rests in God. And who can be afraid who lives in innocence and only loves?
It is essential for your progress in this course that you accept today's idea and hold it very dear. Be not concerned that to the ego it is quite insane. The ego holds the body dear because it dwells in it and lives united with the home that it has made. It is a part of the illusion that sheltered it from being found illusory itself.
Here does it hide, and here it can be seen as what it is. Declare your innocence and you are free. The body disappears because you have no need of it except the need the Holy Spirit sees. For this, the body will appear as useful form for what the mind must do. It thus becomes a vehicle which helps forgiveness be extended to the all-inclusive goal that it must reach according to God's plan.
Cherish today's idea and practice it today and every day. Make it a part of every practice period you take. There is no thought that will not gain thereby in power to help the world, and none which will not gain in added gifts to you as well. We sound the call of freedom round the world with this idea. And would you be exempt from the acceptance of the gifts you give?
The Holy Spirit is the home of minds that seek for freedom. In Him, they find what they have sought. The body's purpose now is unambiguous, and it becomes perfect in the ability to serve an undivided goal. In conflict-free and unequivocal response to mind with but the thought of freedom as its goal, the body serves and serves its purpose well. Without the power to enslave, it is a worthy servant of freedom, which the mind within the Holy Spirit seeks.
To be free today and carry as your gift to those who still believe they are enslaved within a body. Let me read that again. Be free today and carry as your gift to those who still believe they are enslaved within a body. Be you free so that the Holy Spirit can make use of your escape from bondage to set free the many who perceive themselves as bound and helpless and afraid. Let love replace their fears through you. Accept salvation now and give your mind to Him who calls to you to make this gift to Him. for he would give you perfect freedom, perfect joy, and hope that finds its full accomplishment in God.
You are God's son. In immortality you live forever. Would you not return your mind to this? Then practice well the thought the Holy Spirit gives you for today. Your brothers stand released with you in it. The world is blessed along with you. God's Son will weep no more, and heaven offers thanks for the increase of joy your practice brings even to it. And God himself extends his love and happiness each time you say.
Let's read that together.
Yeah. I am not a body. I am free. I hear the voice that God has given me. And it is only this my mind obeys.
Let's pause and take a moment now. A good deep breath as we consider this lesson. I am not a body. I am free. You know, you said the other day that this was one of my favorite lessons, and it really is. This whole argument around the body has caused a lot of consternation for a lot of Course in Miracles students. You know, I've had people say, "Well, you say you're not a body. If I hit you in the head with a 2x4, you know, you'll know you're a body. You know, the body is real." Well, not too long ago. Maybe it was some time ago. I remember having a dream in the night, right, that woke me up. And what had happened in the dream is this really big guy was attacking me and had grabbed me and was squeezing me so hard that I felt like I couldn't breathe. And, you know, I was starting to panic in the dream, you know, because I'm this body in this dream. And that this person is doing this thing to my body. Of course, I had was completely oblivious to the fact that I was safe at home in bed. But it woke me up because it was kind of terrifying, right? But I wasn't as safe as home in bed as I thought I was. Because somehow, I had rolled off the bed, but the covers, right, the bedspread, had gotten underneath me. When I rolled over, it rolled with me, and I was hanging like a sack off the side of the bed. And so the comforter, the bedding was literally, you know, holding me against the side of the bed, and it was pressing on me, and I was, you know, feeling all this pressure. Well, my mind had converted that experience, that physicalness experience, into a dream that was terrifying, you know. Now, obviously, dreams have no effect. There really was no big guy trying to squeeze the life out of me. Mm. And I wasn't a body anyway. But I saw myself as a body. So my reality in that moment, in the dream, my reality at that moment was, yes, I'm a body and this person's attacking me. That was my reality. Because my mind is creative enough to literally create an experience that appears to be the truth. Was the dream real? No. Was I being attacked? No. When I woke up, however, I shifted my dream, if you will, because Jay tells us in here that we're always dreaming. Now I'm still dreaming I'm a body, but I'm having this very physical experience of being stuck hanging off the side of the bed, which was ridiculous in itself as well. The point being, as we go from one illusion to another illusion, we still appear to have a body as far as the ego mind is concerned. And that's what this lesson is telling us, is that this is the home of the ego. This is the home of that thought system. Yes, this thought system is saying that form is real, very concrete. But if we took a microscope and drilled down into anything that is in our space right now, we could take any object in here, and if we could peer into it and keep drilling down into the very essence of what it is, we would find that it's mostly just space. And it's all made up of molecules, you know, which are atoms and the nucleus and all that scientific stuff, right? that class I took so many, many years ago that explained to me that nothing is what it appears to be. And no, we are not physical. Truly, the body is a form that has taken itself in form and will be laid down at some point and will be, we're just the dust of the universe, if you will. But it's all made up of the essence of what the universe is, which is just particles, really. And we could even say energy, if we wanted to look at it that way. But where we get caught and say, I can't say that I'm not a body because it's my experience. And so there are students of the Course who are, I'm going to say, absolutists, and they believe that, well, Jesus is telling you that you're not a body, so the body has no meaning whatsoever. It's worthless. No, that's an inappropriate response as well. The body is a learning device. It's like a tuning fork or a transceiver, a transcender. In other words, it's receiving signals of this outside physical world that we believe is outside of ourselves, but it's actually all contained within the mind. And then it's sending them to our brain, which is not where our mind is, right? And that the brain then becomes a transponder, and it sends that signal, if you will, or that those images, those receptions of sound and light, taste, touch, whatever it may be, the five senses, right? And it sends it to the mind, and the mind then fabricates, you know, that this is real. Even if we look at our eyes, and we know the science behind our eyes are actually seeing everything upside down. That signal is actually going upside down to our brain, right? So the more we drill down into the experience of physicality, the more we see its illusory nature and its impermanence. But of course, the miracle starts out by saying only what is eternal is real. And so let's just rely on this statement that I want to share with you here. And that is that the body is your reality. When you're in the world of form and you're seeing and confirming your experience through the mind of the ego. But when you connect with spirit, when you connect with your higher self, the Holy Spirit, in this lesson, he talks about the Holy Spirit, which is, as he tells us in the textbook, is nothing more than your right mind. It is your true self. That self is not a physical self. It is mind. And the entire experience of the dreams I have at night is contained within my mind. It never really happened. Certainly not the way I thought it was, even though I thought I was a body. But my real body, if you want to call this real experience I'm having right now, was safe at home in bed the whole time. So I used that analogy back and forth to help me grapple with the conflict of saying, well, I am a body or I'm not a body. But I also want to extend that to Course students and say, you know, if you're having the experience of the body, it is real to you in that moment, so don't discount it. It's actually divine. It's a divine creation of the mind of God. How do I know that? Because you're a divine creation of the mind of God, and you created the experience of the body.
Take a breath. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Deep, profound, and what it brings up for me as I was listening to you, Tony, is that herein lies the entire message of the crucifixion and the resurrection. And so you mentioned, you know, the question of A Course in Miracles students and that Jesus is saying, I am not a body, I am free. And so therefore discounting the body, but I go back to how we just didn't get the message that this was what that was demonstrating, part of what it was demonstrating.
Absolutely.
And when it is so challenging in this experience for me not to perceive myself as a body, as being in a body, and imprisoned in the way that this lesson talks about in other lessons, that therefore imprisoned because what is born and what dies? A body, you know, form. What is birthed in time ends in time. And another part of the message is our eternality. And so clearly, if we are walking around in bodies and identified as body, boy, it sure does appear as if we die. And so to me, this is such a crucible, such a important part of A Course in Miracles, that, you know, I am not a body, I am free. And the beginning ways that I would practice this would be to refer to the body, the eyes, the body eyes, how the body eyes see, to create a small degree of separation, of identification, and yet to know that as the body is surrendered to the Holy Spirit knows what to do with it. And then at that point of surrender, at that point of me allowing it to be used as the perfect instrument that it is for our remembering, when it's surrendered to the Holy Spirit, therein lies my freedom. Mm-hmm. And therein lies my innocence. And when I live in innocence and choose only love, I am at rest. I rest in God. I am at peace. And I agree with you. I love the way it says to cherish this lesson, mm-hmm. to cherish it, because we're in the month of July. And typically in July, we talk a lot about freedom. So it's no coincidence that this lesson, and actually the last several lessons, and as we approach a review period, a lot of it is going to be about, you know, this is our freedom, that we are not a body. And this is something to celebrate. And it is the key to our freedom. It is the key to the concept of eternality. It is the key to the concept of true prayer and of non-locality, that I can in consciousness connect with you, whether you're sitting with me in our studio right now or not, that I can still connect with you and all of those who are listening, that in a moment of non-locality, which means that I'm not a body, I can be connected with all of creation and the fabric of life. And herein lies our connectivity to one another, the only place that we can truly connect. That's in right. mind, in heart and mind, in wholeheartedness. Right. So I am not a body. I am free. I hear the voice of God, the voice that God has given me, and it is only this my mind obeys. Powerful, powerful yeah. lesson.
You know, one of the other things about this lesson that I want to bring forth for course students, this whole concept about body. It was a saying that was quoted in the Bible that Jesus said that is really very important, because ultimately this is where we're going to, okay? So when we're expressing ourselves as body, as ego mind, the thought system of fear, the body represents the expression of that thought system. It also represents the expression of who we see ourselves as human and as separate from God and physical, not even spirit, but really a physical being existing, you know, by the grace of nature or evolution or whatever some people might argue. But the taking it to the next step is when Jesus would say this, when you see me, you see the Father. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the body is the learning device. And ultimately, it becomes the very vehicle so that the higher self, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind, can and does become expressed as you through the body to the world. Mm-hmm. What a gift, mm-hmm. right? Because this is a way that you, as Christ, mm-hmm. in perfect safety, can be as Christ and express as Christ to the world. Mm. This is how heaven on earth is created, by us being joined in union and relationship with that mind, and being then the body becomes the expression of that divinity. Mm. And the body lines up with that vibration, with that energy of that divine self. And that's what Jesus was saying. So let's don't discount the body too quickly. Because while it may cause you, as an ego self, in a construct of fear, of death, of sickness and sin, to the higher self, it is healed and whole, and it is an outpicturing, it is a vehicle of expression of divine love. So let's don't discount it too quickly, because it is the perfect vehicle. And our purpose here is to allow it to become our teacher, so that we can begin to then be the channel for that divine love as the expression in the world. And as you and I sometimes say, so that we can join together and walk through heaven together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Walk through heaven together.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a body, but I can use this body as the divine self to be the expression of love.
Mm-hmm.
And in that expression, I am free.
I am free. I am free.
Awesome.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Nice.
So thanks so much, guys, for joining us today and participating with us in this conversation. It's been a real blessing, a tremendous blessing. So with that, we'll close for today, and we'll be back again tomorrow with another episode and the next lesson, which is 200, There Is No Peace Except the Peace of God. And peace to you, our brothers and sisters. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send